Hello, this is Commissioner Kenny Kyler, elected in District 2, Finksburg, Hempstead, Manchester. And I always try to start with saying I love Carroll County. We've been 22 months into this job and completed two budgets, which is probably the biggest and most important thing we do as commissioners. Again, I love Carroll County and we need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. We do monthly podcasts. Each commissioner gets a turn. And I've said this before, in future podcasts, I'd love to include other people. Please email me if you're interested in being part of a podcast, and I'll look at the schedule and try to work something in. I tend to do them late in the week, like I say, once a month, but I can adjust it, the time frame. Thursdays are pretty busy, Wednesdays sometimes, so it might not be those 2 days, but I can work it in if somebody wants to do it. I try to mention current hot topics, but there's also a few things that I probably repeat every month. I'll start today with solar on ag. It's settled as far as Carroll County is concerned, but not as far as Annapolis and the state think. Our opinion here, and I think pretty widespread, is solar does not belong on ag, particularly good, fertile, flat fields, which is where they want to put it because it's cheapest. The state can overrule us. So far, the Public Service Commission has allowed 98 of the 100 requested, so odds are they're going to overrule us. We have 7 or 8 already in the system to be heard by the state. Hearings should happen on all of them this year. A spreadsheet is available on our website that shows the schedule as we learn it. It gets updated. This past Wednesday, there was a hearing in Westminster. They're using Exploration Commons under the Westminster Library for the second hearing. The first hearing is typically virtual only. The second hearing is virtual and live in the local area. And then there's an evidentiary hearing that I think is in Baltimore. And I'm not sure. We haven't been part of one of those yet, so I'm not quite sure what all it does. I was fortunate enough, any of the commissioners have the right to co-host the hearings. So far, I was unavailable on the first virtual win, and Commissioner Rothstein did it. And now I was available, and I did it on Wednesday night. And I'll tell you how I opened it. And Judge Lawrence and I sat at a small table up front and ran the event. Good evening, Judge Lawrence, and to the applicant, Chaberton Solar. Thank you, members of public, for taking the time to attend this important hearing. Carroll County has a rich agricultural heritage, and agriculture is our number one industry. In addition, Carroll County Government's Ag Preservation Program is one of the most successful in the nation, preserving more farms through the purchase of easements than any other county in the state of Maryland. Given that, it is very important to hear from you, our citizens, in this very important issue, and I encourage you to speak your minds on the proposed project to let us know where you stand tonight. Thank you, and I look forward to hearing from you. We had some very good testimony. I think either the Carroll County Times or the Baltimore Sun did an article on it this morning. I think Doug Dell, one of the citizens that did testimony, I think his photo's part of the article. We need to keep fighting. DAF, again, we control the storage. MDA controls placement and hauling. They've had one hearing, but nothing was decided. There should be a second hearing soon scheduled where I think they should approve the proposed requirements. Now the hottest topic probably currently, Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. This is a huge power line that would be run by PSEG, a New Jersey-based utility company. We had a town hall listening session back in August and heard from a lot of citizens. Since then, PSEG has reduced the proposed routes to 1. They will go public with that route next week. The week of October 28th, every property owner on the planned route should get a letter from PSEG to set up a meeting with them. They seem very sure of themselves, and now state that the line will be fully operational by June 2027. These are their words. MPRP is the first of several transmission line projects across Maryland that aim to bolster the reliability of the state's power grid. The lines are part of a plan developed by PJM, the Independent Regional Transmission Organization approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, to operate the transmission system in all or parts of 13 states and the District of Columbia. PJM is implying that if this project isn't complete by June 2027, there will be rolling blackouts in Maryland. Of course, a lot of the hype is climate change, and Maryland only produces 40% of its own energy, but it appears this line is going to run from Peach Bottom directly to data centers in Northern Virginia and won't benefit us. I think we will see higher electric bills in the coming year, and we do need to do some stuff with energy, but it seems this will probably take 4,000 to 4,500 acres of ag land in Carroll County to run this line. Budget process. This fiscal year is complete. We're always working on the next one. We discuss individual details of each department's budget. That's ongoing now. And we constantly approve spending grants and changes within the budget. We constantly approve various expenditures at our weekly meeting. It seems like there's some misunderstanding with this. Normally, 90% of these or more are already in the budget, were approved as part of the budget process. But legally, when the expenditure happens, we get a second shot to approve or disapprove that then. It's a lot of money, and it adds up to a lot of money. One of the current confusions, and I'll mention this maybe as I go through what we did this week, but the airport project. This week, we approved over $3 million in design fees for the grading of the site, which I guess you'd call it phase one of the construction. Now, I think taxpayers need to understand it's all tax dollars from some level, but FFA is paying 90% of the soft costs like this design and 95% of land acquisition and hard construction costs. So while that's all still tax money from someplace, that's not Carroll County tax money being spent. My opinion as one of the commissioners, we haven't agreed on a good budget either the last 2 years. It's been compromises, and compromises are how we work. But it just seems to me like we're taking one-time money and trying to patch up a budget to avoid raising revenues. EMS, we're probably spending $25 million more every year than we spent 2 years ago. And we need to pay for it. And I think EMS is needed, and we need to keep looking at it. Blueprint for education's costing us, and I think it's hard. We can't make a budget on the backs of our employees or the services we provide Carroll County citizens. I can't stress enough how our positive relationship with Annapolis. We do not always agree with everybody down there, but we do get their ear. Between MACO, our delegation, other delegates, secretaries, the governor's staff, we get their ear. MACO, we had the summer convention in Ocean City. Great. We met so many people and talked to so many people from Maryland government. And upcoming in December is the Winter MACO in Cambridge. It's a slightly smaller scale, but we'll probably still see as many staff. The other thing we're working on currently, Carroll County has had an excellent bond rating the last 3 or 4 years at least. Always has been good, but it's very high. And we'll go to New York later this month to meet with the bond rating people and hopefully sell them on how good we're doing in Carroll County and why we need to keep that rating. A little bit on what we're doing currently. A lot of technology services stuff going on. As most of you are aware, we've got phone systems, we've got different items that are 10 plus years old. And in technology, 10 years is forever. And so a lot of stuff's being talked about and replaced. We did talk about the bond authorization and we authorized $30 million in bond purchases, an additional $6.5 million that's to benefit Hampstead Volunteer Fire Company for their building, which is their responsibility, but we negotiate it and authorize it. A lot of stuff with public schools, a lot of stuff with public works. It's a good deal. I'd be curious to see how things work out. The last bond sale we got, I was shocked by the rates we got. We seem to be getting very good rates. We're talking about some development rules and regulations, particularly development rights and responsibility agreements. It'll be curious how that shakes out. Staff has developed, I think, a very good set of rules. And to my opinion, what this does is it will help with some consistency in the development process. Some of these projects, especially if they're phased, can go over 5 or 10 years. And I think it benefits both the developer and the citizens of Carroll County if that process is consistent. Again, we talked about site grading design and wetlands permitting and mitigation coordination for the Carroll County Airport. All that's been in the budget, and as I said before, much of that is paid for by FFA. Coming up, we've got some busy weeks coming up ahead of us. Some good items in the meetings, but a lot of meetings outside. Commissioner Gordon is Planning Zoning Commission. We have Veterans Advisory meetings, Farm Bureau's annual banquet. A lot of things going on in Carroll County, and all of us are busy. Again, I think I mentioned in one of my earlier podcasts, I was warned that this was a part-time job with a full-time commitment, and I love it. I love Carroll County. I love being your commissioner, and 22 months so far on the job, completed 2 budgets, and I need your input. I will give the phone number and email again, 443-986-1458 or kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. Thanks a lot for listening to me, and I'll be talking to you in about a month.